We focus on the present moment because we can make a change in the present moment. If you think about the past, you can't go back and change the past. And you can't do the future yet because the future is not yet here. But you can shape the present moment. We do have that freedom. As the Buddha said, we have our actions coming in from the past that influence the present, but there are also actions in the present that can influence the present. In fact, if they weren't for the present actions, actions from the past wouldn't have any impact on the mind at all. So it's up to us to shape the present in a good way. Focus on the breath, because that's one of the ways we shape the present moments, the way we breathe. Then there's the way we talk to ourselves, the perceptions and feelings that we focus on. These are the things that shape our experience. There's an intentional element there. So make sure your intentions are good, as skillful as possible. As you talk to yourself in ways that are encouraging. So many of us have a bad inner critic, or maybe not just one inner critic, but lots of inner critics. They're not all that helpful. We have to learn how to train them, bring them in line. So they really do help with getting the mind in good shape, making the best use of this opportunity we have in the present moment to shape it well. And the perceptions you hold in mind right now, holding in mind the perception that the breath can flow freely through the body. No obstacles to it coming in. If you think of the breath simply as the air coming in and out the nose, those are two awfully small holes for the whole body to be nourished. But think of the whole body being covered with pores that open. The breath can come in, the breath can go out. In other words, the breath energy. And there are no obstacles. Hold that perception in mind. It will create a feeling of well-being. Try to nurture that well-being all over the body. And then watch to see what needs to be done. When you frame the present moment this way, you're much more in control. And you can take more advantage of the fact that you are free to choose what to do in the present moment, given the raw materials you have. Some days it's like being in the kitchen. There are good things in the refrigerator, and then some days there are bad things. But if you're a good cook, you can make good things out of whatever is there. Those are the skills of meditation. So try to master them. Yesterday I was listening to a Dhamma talk online about being the witness. And being a good witness is an important part of the meditation. You watch what's happening. But you don't stop there. You see what's coming up. And you ask yourself, what can I do with this? Sometimes it's okay to just let it be. Other times you have to do something. So don't forget that you can play a role here in the present moment. An important role, which can make all the difference between suffering and not suffering at all.